I can't imagine on what premise Horrible Bosses is based. Could be whoever dreamt up the title thinks there are such things as bosses who are horrible. Oh well, if you buy that, then you'll find plenty of laughs in this uber-rude hit-for-hire flick directed by Seth Gordon, screenplay by Michael Markowitz and John Francis Daly. Horrible Bosses is rated R. And what a cast there is. Jason Bateman, Jason Sudeikis, and Charlie Day are the aggrieved employees. Kevin Spacey, Colin Farrell, and Jennifer Aniston are the horrible bosses. Help is given to the put-upon guy's murder schemes for their bad bosses by Jamie Foxx, whose first name in the film I'm not able to say here on the radio, since there are little ears listening and licenses to maintain. Let's just say that Mr. Foxx's last name in the film is probably more common than the unmentionable first one, but not by much. Oh yes, the last name is Jones. A couple of quickie cameos to really enjoy are given by Donald Sutherland and that TV man himself, Bob Newhart. Better check out two other small appearances from two large guys, Wendell Pierce of Tremé and Wire fame, and Ron White, the naughty cigar-smoking, whiskey-chugging, down-home stand-up comic, also known as Tater Salad. Not enough of any of these guys in the film for my money, though. To bring you up to speed on just how horrible the bosses really are to the lovable losers, Kevin Spacey, sure enough, is Attila the Hun in a suit. Full bore, he gives Bateman the what for. Nobody better than K-Pak's Kevin doing a comic badass boss. Colin Farrell inherits the position of Sudeikis' boss. He's a complete jerk of a different stripe, even though his father, played by Sutherland, is the only good manager to be seen. Keeping things interesting, Jennifer Aniston, the local dentist, is a sex hound in the office and is always hitting on her dental assistant, played by Day, who's engaged to another woman he loves. He's trying like heck to walk a perilous path of fidelity. I'm sure there was a long line of men waiting to play Mr. Day's part when the scripts went out. After this all sets up in Bosses, the film slows down a bit, becoming less funny as the three guys scheme to bring off the demise of the three bosses, although there were still gobs of guffaws at the screening I saw. Had the script distributed the funny stuff around more equitably among the smaller roles instead of leaving so much to the aggrieved losers, Bosses would have really sailed. Be advised, though, that the language spoken here is quite brisk and, shall we say, unrestrained, and comes to your ear in a deep blue. A cast member who has as much to do with all the blue chatter during the 100 minutes of mirth is Ms. Aniston. I wonder if she had to spend prep time in a Southern California pool hall to learn some of the words she employs. I saw an online news item shortly before seeing Horrible Bosses. It speculated Jen might be baring totally her upper torso in this photoplay. Every dude I saw in the cinema seemed ready for that possibility, but alas, as I had quietly predicted to myself, disappointment ensued. Although I'm sure sales of the DVD release of Horrible Bosses later on would get really brisk should a film editor leave something in the film that I didn't see on the big screen, and especially if certain PR firms and websites were to accidentally leak the fact that such a dermatological display was only on the DVD. One can only hope. As with us all, Aniston is aging slightly and could be opening the door in order to slip toward even edgier comedy as she confronts her middle years head on. She sure has the chops for it. Employ your chops for reading a bodacious bounty of online film reviews, new and old, by the guy with his voice, at TulsaTVMemories.com or at the site with an even larger footprint, globally speaking, known to us all as the International Movie Database, at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.